Today's daf is daf nun hey. Today's learning sponsored by the Felder family in honor of their parents, children, and grandchildren. So we got three lines down. The Gemara says Meisive. So we were talking yesterday about this din that you have to have a separate set of nine tekiyos for each musaf, even though there might be multiple musafim on one day. Each one deserves its own set of nine tekiyos. The Gemara challenges this and asks Meisive. The Tani Rav Bar Shmuel. Yachol kashem shetoken al Shabbos b'fnei atzma v'arosh chodesh b'fnei atzma. One might have thought just like. You have a separate shofar for Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh rather, and Shabbos on its own. Kach you token, I'll call Musaf u'Musaf. So too, when you have multiple Musaf on each day, so then you should have to, the first line is when they're separately. On Musaf Rosh Chodesh, on a weekday, you have a nine tekiyos. And Shabbos, you have nine tekiyos. When they come together, one might have thought you should have nine for each, a total of 18. Tamalomer Rosh Echad Sheichem. We'll see the Josh in just a second, but either way, the Braisa clearly states that there are not multiple tekiyos. You have, rather have nine tekiyos for both them together, which is a tiyufta to Rabbi Acha tiyufta. So Gemara says, "My Talmud, what's the drasha? Where do you see from the pasuk of Rosh Echad Sheichem that you have to have one, just one set of nine tekiyos for both of them?" So Amar Abai, Abai says, "Amar Kro Uv Rosh Echad Sheichem Hukshu Kol Chadashim Kulam Zelazeh. All the Rosh Chadashim are all equal." Whether or not it's Rosh Chodesh on the weekday or Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, they're all the same in that they only get nine tekiyos. Now Rashi points out that this pasuk, if you look at the first narrow line down in Rashi, Rashi says, Tamalom of Rosh Echad Sheichem, Gavei tekiyos ksiv, Uviyom simchaschem uvmoadechem, Rosh Echad Sheichem uskatem. So in the context of tekiya, it mentions Rosh Echad Sheichem, telling us that all the Rosh Echadashim are all equal, so whether it falls out during the week or even on Shabbos, they're only going to be nine tekiyos, not more. That's the drasha according to Abai's understanding. Rav Ashi says the drasha is different, but the same concept, the same conclusion. Rav Ashi Amar, Ksiv Chodeshchem, without the Yud, Chodeshchem, in other words. It's written without the Yud as one Chodesh. Uksiv Uvrashe, but it's written as Rashe, as multiple. So is it many Rosh Chodeshim, or is it one Chodesh? So Ezu Chodesh Sheyesh Lo Shnei Rashim, which is the month that have two heads? Have Yomer Zer Rosh Hashanah, which has a Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, the two, it's the first of the month and the first of the year, and yet Amar Rachmana Chodeshchem, if you will, Chadu, just one Chodesh. You only celebrate as one Rosh. In other words, even though Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah come together, and one would have thought the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah should each deserve its own set of nine tekiyos, the pasuk says Chodashchem, if you will. One Chodesh, we only have tekiyos of one set of nine tekiyos, not more than that. So that's the conclusion, that's the drasha, and in the end of the day, this is a tiyufta for, against Rava Bar Shmuel. So Gemara says, V'otanya, another brisa tells us, which is another kasha, another tiyufta, to Rav Acha. It says as follows, B'chol Shemoed, on each day of Chol Moed, there's a different Shir Shayom we say. So we're not going to go through the Rashi, but Rashi explains how each of these kipitlach somehow correlate to the Simchas Beis Shu'eva, or the Simchas Yantiv of Sukkis. But what would you say in the first day of Chol Moed, Sukkis? So B'chol Moed, Rishon Maha Yomrim, they'd say, Havu L'Hashem B'nei Elim, B'sheini Maha Yomrim, U'l'Rash Amar Elokim, B'shlishi Maha Yomrim, Miyakum Li'im Mireim, B'rvi Maha Yomrim, Bini Barim Ba'am, B'chamishi Maha Yomrim, Hasirosi Me'sevel Shichmo, B'shishi Maha Yomrim, Yimoto Komos De'aretz. So these are the 6 days of Chol Moed. We have Yantav Rishon, and then the 6 days through Hoshana Rabbah. So these are the 6 days of Chol Moed that you say the Shir Shayom. V'mchal Shabbos be'echamim, if it turns out that Shabbos falls out one of the days of Chol Moed, which oftentimes does, then Yimotu Yitcha, you push off Yimotu, which is the sixth and final one, Hoshana Rabbah's Shir Shayom, you push that one off, and they say Mishmar Shir Shayom HaShabbos. So now the Gemara says, further, explains, Rav Safra, Manach Behu Simana, Hum Bahi. His simon he used was Humbai, which are the Rashi tables of each of the orders of the Shir Shayom. And Rapapa Manach Mosimana Hum Habi, he switches the Vav, the Hey and the Beis are different orders. His order Shir Shayom is different. So that was one machlokas that they had. The Simanach, the Manach to say, to remember who said which way, Ambuhu de Sifre, so Ambuhu, which is the Beis, that's Beis, because it comes from the Hey. So Rav Safra, Ambu the Safra, Rashi says that's referring to, they used to get together, they used to walk through the alleyways to go hear a shir, that was called Ambu the Sifri, that was the name of this shir that they go hear together, so that would be the reminder that who was the one, Rav Safra, would be the one who said that the beis goes before the hay, because I'm buhu, the beis before the hay, that's the sifri. All right, either way, that's the order of the shir shayom. So what's this is somehow a tiyufta, to be acha bar chanina, tiyufta, why? Because in his world, each musaf deserves its own tef tekiyos. So too, in his world, it should be two shir shayoms. If falls down Shabbos, it shouldn't be that the shir shayom of Shabbos is docha one of them. It should be that you say both of them, the shir shayom of Shabbos and that day of the shir shayom of the Chol HaMoed. The fact that we say that shir shayom of Shabbos pushes one off tells us that we don't have each one as an independent musaf, an independent yamtif. Rather, one takes over the other one. So there's a double tiyufta for against Rabbi Acha bar Chanina. So the response is, the Gemara says, but wait a second. If Rabbi Acha was saying his own chiddush as in Amora, so you could ask a tiyufta from a brisa here and a brisa there. But he wasn't making this up. He brought a pasuk. He brought a brisa. So there are two brisas. He had pasuk like one tana, and there's another tana like him, like a different opinion. That's not called a tiyufta. They're two tanaim. So Gemara says, you're right, he did bring a brisa. You're right, he didn't bring a kra. But in the end of the day, there's a different interpretation to the pasuk and the brisa that Rabbi Acha brought. What was the interpretation? So Amar Ravina, Lomar, Shemarichen b'tekios. It didn't mean when that pasuk he brought the other day that he had a special tekios for the musaf of Shabbos and a special one for the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. It wasn't that you have multiple tekios. Rather, you elongate, that you have longer tekios, but not that you do multiple ones, longer ones according to Ravina. And Rabbanan de Kesari, the Rabbanan Kesaria, Mishrei de Acha Amri Lomar Shemarbe Betoken. What does Marbe Betoken mean? So here we need Rashi to explain. You look at the Rashi halfway down the wide lines. Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, Marbe Tkomi, a little further down than that, Shemarbe Betoken, around three words from the end of the line, the beginning of the line rather. Shemarbe Betoken, says Rashi, Shemosifen Chatzotzros Betoken Yachad. Not that you would add additional tekios, another nine tekios. Rather, you would have the shofar accompanied by trumpets, v'kul chad mechashrin. You blow them all together. So it wasn't nine and then another nine. Rather, when it came to Rosh Hashanah, or rather Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, for example, you'd have tekios plus chatzotzros. That's what I was referring to, that drasha, the pasuk that he brought. But not to say that you had nine tekios for this mosaf, nine tekios for that mosaf. Rather, you just added in trumpets. So that's the end of the discussion. Now the Gemara said, after establishing, bringing this brisa, that each day of Chol HaMoed, that you would recite a different shir shayom on Sukkos. So now that makes sense in Eretz Yisrael. However, asks the Gemara, last four lines of the Amud here. V'anan de'islan treyoma heichav dina. Now we who live in Chutzlarts, so what are we supposed to do here? Because the second day of Sukkos, which is Yantif for us, so we can't say the shir shayom of a Chol HaMoed, because that's going to be mezalzel Yantif Sheni. So you can't say the shir shayom. So you repeat the same shir shayom, the same karban musaf of day one, you repeat also on day two. So now the problem is, so now do you say Chol HaMoed, that one on day three? But you really, so you only have, in Chutzlarts, you only have 5 days of Chol HaMoed. But you're supposed to say 6 days of shir shayom. So which day will be missed? Will be the first day you're missing or the last day you're missing? That's part of the question. So if you look at the Gemara explains that Abai Amar, you're right, Sheini Yitcha. You don't say the second day of Shir Shayom. So you do the first day is Yantif, Shir Shayom. Second day is another Shir Shayom of Yantif. Day three, you say the day three Shir Shayom of Chol HaMoed, and you miss the day two. That's what you do. You skip out day two. That's the Bai's understanding. Rav Amar, no, Shvi Yitcha, you push off Shvi. You push off the seventh one. You don't say Hoshana Rabbah. In other words, what Eretz Yisrael says on day two Shir Shayom, we say on day three. And everything's pushed off one day by Hoshana Rabbah. We're saying what they say on day five of Chol HaMoed, and therefore the Hoshana Rabbah of Shir Shayom, we don't end up saying in Chutzlarts according to Rava. So Abai says you skip out the second day of Chol HaMoed Shir Shayom, and Rava says you skip out on day, the last day of Chol HaMoed. Now, if you look at the Gemara, it says further, Tani Kavase, 1 second here. And Rashi explains that even though we're talking about Shir Shayom here, we're really referring to also the Karban Musaf. Which Karban Musaf does one say? Because we know when it comes to the laning and Karban Musaf and Tfilas Musaf, we say today is the second day of, you know, the whatever you bring in the second day of Chol HaMoed or the third day of Chol HaMoed. So which Musaf are we saying? Are we saying of the day two or the day three? So just look at Rashi to explain all this. It's a decent-sized Rashi. Actually, we don't have time for this. So we're going to skip the Rashi. But either way, Rashi says, he explains this whole concept. It's referring to the Shir Shayom and the Karban Musaf. Which Musaf do we say? So again, Abai says it's day sheni, the second day you skip, and Rava says day seven you skip. So the Gebraisim now brings along a proof, Tani Kavasa de Rava, Imchal Shabbos Liyos Be'echad Mehem, Yimotu Ti Yitcha. If, however, Shabbos falls out on one of the days of Chol HaMoed, which again, most years that happens, so then you have to remove Yimotu, which is the last day of Shir Shiyom, the Hoshana Rabbah, that's the day that you skip. So that's consistent with Rava, who holds that you push off the last day of Hoshana Rabbah. Fine. So in the end of the day, that's not really relevant to us, because what do? So Gemara says the last few words here in the Amud here, asking Ameymar bin Harda to Medalge Deluge. What Ameymar established in Harda, which is the practice we have in Chutz La'aretz, is to say two of them. Don't just say one Chol HaMoed, say both Chol HaMoed. Say today's day and yesterday's day, this way you accomplish it. In other words, so day one of Yontif, we say the Yontif Musaf. Day two, we also say day one Yontif of Musaf. Day three, we say yesterday's day two's and today's day three. That's what we say both in the Karbon Musaf and Tfilas Musaf. And also when it comes to laning, we also do that as well. So just look at the last Rashi here. Rashi goes through this. It's a decent-sized Rashi, but I think it's worthwhile to go through. Rashi says, Askin Ameymar di Medalge Diluge. We double it, we repeat it, or we say both of them. V'nimsu kulan omnim. And this way we're able to say all the Shir Shayoms and all the Musafs of the days in Chutzlars. Omnim b'yom rishon shel Chol HaMoed, the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot for us, which is really the second day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael. We say Beyom HaSheni, which was yesterday's, which we couldn't say because it was Yom Tov here in the Chutz La'aretz. We say Beyom HaSheni, Uva Yom HaShlishi, Safek Sheni, Safek Shlishi. Ulamacha the next day, Omrim, Beyom HaShlishi, Uva Yom HaRvi. Beshlishi, the Chol HaMoed, Beyom HaRvi, which is yesterday's, Uva Yom HaChamishi, today. Urbi, the fourth day, Yom HaChamishi, which is yesterday, Uva Yom HaShishi. Uva Chamishi, the fifth day of Chol HaMoed, which is really Hoshana Rabbah and Chutz La'aretz. The Chol HaMoed, Chu Hoshana Rabbah, Omrim B'Yom HaShishi, which was yesterday's, U'B'Yom HaShvi'i Kisveika, which is today. V'Hainu Diluge She'Omrim Hayom Ma'ashamu Esma. That's what we say. We repeat it. We say what we're supposed to say yesterday. K'damrin and he quotes to the Gemara. Now, jump down one line here. V'Chihecha De'Askin HaMeimar Lin in Tefillah. Just like in Tefillah, he made such a Tekana HaMeimar. Avdina Nami Lin in Kari HaTorah. Also, in terms of Kriyas HaTorah, they did the same thing. Sharevi Hakare Shumusav, the fourth Aliyah, right? We have four Aliyahs on Chol HaMoed. So the fourth Aliyah, which is the Iker one, because that's a special one of a Chol HaMoed. A regular Chol HaMoed, only three Aliyahs. So the fourth Aliyah, which is special of a Chol HaMoed, that's the Iker Kriya of Chol HaMoed. So that one, Hervi, Shakari Hu Musaf Chol HaMoed, Yoser Mishayamim, that's the extra Aliyah we add. Vinikar Shubal L'Chavar HaYom, and that's the one that comes to show that we're having a special Kriya for Chol HaMoed. Hukare Sveika HaYom, you read the suffix of the day. Meaning you read both yoms of today's possibly day two or day three. You read both of those yoms on the fourth aliyah. Kamosha Shliach Sibra Omer. Vim Shabbos Uv, it's a Shabbos Korin HaMaftir, it's read as Maftir. Vashlosha Shekorin Tchila, first three aliyahs that I read on a Chol HaMoed, Eimach Pina Kriyasam. We don't really care what I read. Those three are simply a Hechsher, if you will, to get to the fourth aliyah, which is the Iker aliyah. So Yikru Mashiyutsu, read whatever you want for the first three aliyahs. When we come back, nevertheless, what we do is kachay enogin rebosai. The practice is, even though we don't really care what you read for the first three aliyahs, the practice for the first three aliyahs is as follows: shnei rishonim, the first two aliyahs, korin shnayim shveiko hayom, the two sveiko. So let's say it's the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos in Chutz La'aretz, which means it's really day three of Sukkos. So you read first aliyah is day two yesterday, and secondly you read day three. The two sveiko is what today is, two and three. You read those as the first two aliyahs. So shlishi, the third aliyah. Parsha Yom Machas, you read the next day's, tomorrow's landing, because it doesn't really make a difference what the first three aliyahs are. Sheino Misfekos Hayom Klal, which is not part of the suffix at all. And the Revi, the fourth aliyah, which is the Iker aliyah of Chol HaMoed, Choser Vekori Mashikaru Shnayim HaRishom. You read what the first two aliyahs read, which in our case is days two and day three, you read together as the fourth aliyah, and that's the understanding. Okay, that's the end of Amud Aleph. Let's move to Amud Beis now. Amud Beis is it's pretty a technical daf here. So we're going to have to follow along a little bit. So the Mishnah says in the very top of Nun Hema Beis, Yom Tov Rishon Shachag, the first day of Sukkos, Hayusham Yud Gimel Parim Elim Shaim V'Sar Echad. So you have 13 cows. We know the Pari Achag, the cows brought in every single day. Each day decreases, 13, 12, 11, and so on. So the first day there are 13 cows. There are two rams and one goat. That totals a number of 16 animals brought. So now we have that there are 24 mishmaros. The 24 mishmaros used on every single day of the year. Typically, there's a different week for a mishmar. Each mishmar had a different week. They ended up working 2 weeks, so 48 weeks were covered by 24 mishmaros. Each one got 2 weeks. When it came to Sukkot and Pesach,
all the Mishmaros came together. It was evenly divided amongst all 24. It was a very full day in the base of Mikdash. So now you have 16 animals right off the bat there. So those are given to 16 of the Mishmaros. Problem is, you have 8 more Mishmaros who haven't worked yet, and there still are Yudal Kvasim. There's still 14 sheep that have not yet been brought yet. It's a very busy day in the base of Mikdash. So you have Yudal Kvasim, the Shmona Mishmaros, to 8 Mishmaros. Because again, the first 16 animals that we just mentioned, the 13 cows, the 2 rams, and the 1 goat, that 16 were given to 16 Mishmaros. 8 Mishmaros of the 24 have not been used yet, so how do you divide them to deal with the last 14 sheep? So Gemara explains, Yudim Dal Kvasim, the Shmona Mishmaros, B'yom Rishon, the first day, Shisha Makrivim Shnaim Shnaim. 6 of the 8 Mishmaros do 2 sheep eats, sheep each, that's 12. And then, Bashar, the 2 left, 2 sheep left, for 2 Mishmaros, so the other 2, Echad Echad, each one does only 1 animal. That's how it works out. B'sheni, the next day, where there are only 12 cows, so now you have 15 Mishmaros that are used, because 12 cows, the rams stay the same, and the goat stays the same, 1 goat, 2 rams, that's 3, plus the 12 cows on day 2, that's 15, that means there are 9 Mishmaros that have not been used yet on the second day. So, B'sheni, Chamisha Makrivim, so 5 of the 9, Makrivim Shnaim Shnaim, do 2 rams each, or 2 sheep each, that's 10. Vashar, the other 4 are going to be Echad Echad, because there are 4 Mishmaros that weren't used yet, Echad Echad. So again, if you're following the math here, so we had 15 Mishmaros, 5 for the 2 ram, 2 sheep each, and there's another 4 left for 4 rams, so 1 Mishra for each ram. B'shlishi, day 3. So now you only have 11 cows, so it means only 14 Mishmaros are used for 11 cows, 2 rams, and 1 goat. And now you have, then after using that, you have, 10 Mishmaros left for 14 sheep. So Dal Makrivim Mishnaim Shnaim, 4 of the 10 are bringing 2 rams, that's 8. And now you have the remaining 6 for 6, 6 Mishmaros for the 6 rams, 6 sheep rather, Hashar Echad Echad. Birvi, the fourth day, which we're now, 10 cows, I think we're up to now? So 10 cows, so that are 13 Mishmaros are used. There are 11 Mishmaros left for 14 sheep. So Shlosha of the 11 Mishmaros, Makrivim Shnaim Shnaim, so that's 6, or 3 bring 2 each, that's 6. And then there are 5 Mishmaros left for the 5 other sheep, Hashar Echad Echad. I don't need to go through the math here. V'chamishi, shnaim, there's a 1 less cow. Shnaim makrivim, shnaim, shnaim. V'ashar echad echad. V'shishi, echad makriv, shnaim. 1 mishmar does 2 cow, 2 sheep rather. V'ashar, the other, echad echad, do 1 sheep each. And b'shvi, kulan shavim. And by the 7th day, where there's a 1 less cow then, each of the mishmaros left over, the 14 mishmaros that haven't been utilized, they each do 1 of the 14 sheep. And b'shmini, shmi atzeres, chazu l'pais, the Kibir Golem, they go back to do a whole pious that everyone now becomes fair game. Everyone already did something in the Beis Hamikdash for the previous 7 days. They do a pious to get to see who does the 1 cow in Shmini Atzeres and along with the rams and goat. So that was the din. And if you look at Rashi says, Yerbashmini Chosen, the pious Kibir Golem, Par Echad, Vail Echad, Vishiva Kvasim, Hakrivam Bishmini. This is these are the karbanos on the Shmini Atzeres. Ain kravim kaseder karbanos achag shikarvu lefi seder mishmaros. They would not go in order of the mishmaros kidebein lefushin the bimaskana elakol mishmaros balos mefaisus alem. The way it worked was for the parachag is there was an order. There was I forget the names of the different mishmaros, but I think Rashi goes on to explain the next one. Yehoyarv was the first one always, and the next one was whoever the next one was. It went in a certain order, went down the line. It was a circle. When it came to Shmiat Tzeres, there was no order. Everyone came, all 24 Mishmaros, they did a pious, and whoever was Ocha, was Ocha. That's what it says about Shmiat Tzeres. And then the last couple lines of the Mishnah then says, Amru, the Misha Hikriv Parm Hayom, Le Yakriv Lamacha, whoever brought the cows today, don't bring the cows tomorrow. Ela Chosen Nechalila goes in Nechalila, which is like Mechal, it's like a circle. So again, if Yehoyarav, which is the first of the Mishmaros, he brought a cow on day 1, so he does not bring a cow on day 2. He has to go in order of that. So they have like a little diagram here if you want to take a look at it. So the order is that Yehoyarev, Yediah, Charm, Seorim, and so on, they brought a par the first 13 days. But the next day, Yeshvav, who did not bring a cow on day 1, they would start from him to bring a cow on day 2, from him to Bilga, to Imar, and so on. And then when it got down to the last 24th Mishmar, which is Mazayu, then it would go back to the top to start from Hilyarov again, and when that order continued in that circle. Now, what happened at the end of the day, the Gemara is going to point out that it doesn't work out, the math doesn't work out, that all of them were able to bring three times, three cows throughout all of the Pariachag, but the last two Mishmaros, the Layahu, Mazayu only brought pars twice, because the math just doesn't work out that way. That was because there's 70 cows, divided by 24, 24 times 3 is 72. Right, so 24 Mishmaros, if you each brought three, that would be 72 cows, but there are only 70 cows to bring, so two were left out, which are namely Delayahu Mazayahu, which, by the way, I'm sure connects very much to the 70 members. Remember, the 72 was Ziknei Sanhedrin in the Midbar, but there are only 70 members. So if each one, the 12 tribes, each of them get, what was it, six, there weren't enough six to go around. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave the little, like, you know, the little tickets. Whoever had a blank, that means they weren't chosen. So there's 72 tickets, but only 70 were chosen. There were two left out. So I imagine the two that were left out connects to somehow those members of Sanhedrin in the Midbar. Okay, that was the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, the first line of the Gemara here. Neima masnisin rebihi velo rabbanon. Let's suggest that our Mishnah is like Rebbe and not Rabbanon. How so? The Tani, the Brisa quotes a Brisa, the Gemara quotes a Brisa. Par, haba b'shmini b'tchila mafisin alo divrei Rebbe. When you bring the cow in Shmini Atzeres, you do a pious, you do a lottery. That's Rebbe, and that's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says the same thing. Shmini Atzeres, you do a pious. V'chachamim omrim, achas mishtei mishmaros delo shilshu b'parim ose oso. No, Chacham says it's not really fair. Every other Mishmar got a chance to do three cows. The two last Mishmaros, the Delayahu Mazayahu, only got to do twice. It should only be those two. We should choose between the last two. It's not a whole pious. Just those two Mishmaros decide. So there is no pious according to the Rabbanan. It's only Rebbe that holds the pious. Therefore, our Mishnah, who says Shmi Atzeres is a pious, is in accordance with Rebbe and not like the Chachamim. Gemara says, what do you mean? Afil Temu Rabbanan, Atu She Mishmaros Lo Afuse Bai. So, granted, Chacham Hol is not a pious amongst all 24 Mishmaros, but how are you going to decide between Delayahu and Mazayahu, the last two Mishmaros? There's a pious, they do a lottery. So the lottery is not as big, as expansive as Rebbe, but there still is a pious, so our Mishnah can still be consistent with this, the Shita of Rabbanim. Gemara now says three wide lines down. Kiman Azla Hadatanya, who is the author of the following Brisa, where it states, Kol Mishmaros Shonos U'Mishal Shos Chutz Mishnei Mishmaros Shishonos Ve'Mishalshos. So the Brisa says that all the 24 Mishmaros have a chance to not only do the cows twice, but even three times, except for two Mishmaros, we're only able to do it twice, which again we keep saying are the Mishmaros of Delayahu and Mazayahu. So who holds this way? Name a Rebbe v'lo Rabbanim. This must be Rebbe and not Rabbanim. Why is it Rebbe not Rabbanim? Because according to Rabbanan, he holds that no, one of them will actually get to do it a third time. Because whoever wins this lottery, the last lottery, Delayahu, Mazayahu, will have done it three times a cow, so only one Mishmar doesn't do it three times. But according to Rebbe, likely, of the 24 Mishmaros, it's very high chances that the last two will not get to do it in Shmini Atzeres, it'll be one of the other 22, so it will be two Mishmaros that will get to only do it twice, and not three times. And Gemara says, no, what do you mean? Gemara says, Afil Tamer Rebbe, or Rabbanan rather, Milo Shilshu, Bipariachag. Granted, Rabbanan say that the last two Mishmaros are going to do Shmini Atzeres, but Shmini Atzeres is not part of the Seder Pariachag. Of the Pariachag, everybody agrees from day one to day seven, there are two Mishmaros that only get to do it twice, not three times, namely Delayahu, Mazayahu. But in terms of Shmini Atzeres, yes, everybody agrees they'll get a chance to do the third time Shmini Atzeres, but that's not part of the Seder of Pariachag. So what do we learn from here? Asks the Gemara. My Kamash Malam. Ha kamash malam mi shehikriv parim hayom v'yakir l'machar elachozin l'chalil. What you learn from here is that there's an order. Whoever brought the parachag yesterday is not going to bring it today. There's a whole seder. You go in the order of the mishmaros, and that's how the parachag get divided. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Eliezer, hanei shivim parim kenegin mi. So these 70 cows that we bring from day one all the way to day seven, who are they kenegin? So the Gemara explains, kenegin shivim umos. They're connected to the 70 nations of the world. They're somehow to bring kapara to the nations of the world. Par yechidi lama. So why do we bring one singular cow, one Shmini Atzeres? So we know this Rashi. Keneged uma yechida, keneged this singular nation, namely Klal Yisrael. So mashul melech bas v'dam. It's similar to the following mashul. Shamar la'avadav. The king tells his servants, also lisuda gadola yom achon. Make me a big meal, make a big feast the last day of our celebrations. And Amr, he says, lahavau, to the one he loves very much, utterly sido katana, but to his dear friend, make me a small katana, a small little intimate meal, kidei she'ehena mimcha. So there's a big suda, a big meal for the entire nation, the entire the country, the city, whoever's there. But this is not an intimate meal, it's just a big celebration. But he wants a small, intimate meal with his favorite person, so that's Soto HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that we are the singular nation, we're his dear, beloved nation, and he wants a small, intimate suda in the house with one cow, not a whole big meal. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says, Oy lehem la'avdei kochavim, woe to the nations of the world. She'avdu, they lost, and they don't even realize what they lost, vein yod ma she'avdu, they lost all the parachag, which was for them, 70 cows just for them, and they have no idea what they lost. Bezman she'beis ha'mikdash kayim mizbeach mechaper lehem, when there was mizbeach, the mizbeach was mechaper for whatever they did wrong, v'achshav mi mechaper lehem, but now who's going to be mechaper for them, so oy to them, that they don't know what they lost. So now the new Mishnah begins and tells us that Bishlosha, Prak, and Bishana, there are three times of the year. Hayukol Mishmaros, Shavos, Be'emure, Haragalam. The Gemara is going to change the word Emurim, because the truth is Emurim are things that get burnt in the Mizbeach, not that what's given. But the three times of the year, namely Bishlosha Galam, where all the Mishmaros are equal in terms of getting equal shares of the Karbanos. Ubechilik Lechem Apanim, and they divide Lechem Apanim. We're going to see in general, on a regular Shabbos of the year, was when they divide the Lechem Apanim, they divide the Lechem Apanim between the incoming Mishmar and the outgoing Mishmar. But when it comes to Shabbos during Yom Tov, during Regalim, they actually split evenly amongst all 24 Mishmaros, the Lechem Apanim. And Batzeres, when there's on Shavuos, in addition to having Lechem Apanim, Omer, there's also the Shtei HaLechem as well, Omer Le'helach Matzah Helach Chametz. The Lechem Apanim, counter to one's understanding, it's actually made from matzah. The Shtei HaLechem was made from bread, lechem, chametz. So they divided the matzah and the chametz, but they would say here that you couldn't say, okay, you'll get matzah, this mishmar gets matzah, and that mishmar gets chametz. You couldn't do that way. Rather, you have to do, the matzah gets divided equally, and the chametz gets divided equally. So helech matzah, helech chametz. And mishmar shem zman kavua, hu makriv tamidim nedarim, hu nedavos, whoever's zman kavua was, whoever's mishmar was during the week of Pesach, or the week of Sukkot, so granted, all the other kabbalas we discussed get evenly divided, except for the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, the Tamid Shel Shachar, that only the Mishmar whose week it is gets to do the Tamidim, along with the Nadarim and the Nadavos, Vishar Kabbalos Tzibor, Umakav Ezakol, and everything else. There's only the Lechem Apanim we just discussed here, and the Parachag gets divided amongst the Mishmaros, but the other kabbalas, that particular Mishmar, gets to do them. So now the Gemara, there's a lot of ambiguous things in the mission here. The Gemara is going to explain today, for a few lines, and tomorrow, all the ambiguities. And then the Gemara says, last five lines of the Amud here, Emurei regalim shogavonin. What does the mission mean with that Emurim go to the Mishmaros? The Emurim of the Karmaros are burnt up in the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, it doesn't mean Emurim, it should rather say, Amar of Chista, Mashe Amar. To say the Masha Amar B'Regalim, that which is said by the Regalim, that gets divided evenly amongst the Mishmaros. Look at Rashi 5 lined up from the bottom. Rashi says, B'Masha Amar B'Regalim, B'Chila Karbanos Ha'amurim B'Regal Haruin L'Tzchalik, amongst those Karbanos that are able to be divided, that's what we're describing here. Kigon Chazav Ashok, Shel Shalom Nechagiga, Shekov Yachav Yachid, each of the individual Karbanos, the Shlomim that are brought, and there are many Shlomim that are brought, the Chazav and the Shok are given to the Kohanim, the Oro Shel Ola, so all the hides of the animals of the Re'iyah, the carbon Re'iyah is an Ola. So the Ola gets completely burnt up, except for the Or, so the Or of the Re'iyah is given to the Mishmaros, Umusafa Tzibor Visir Chathaos, whatever is Roy for the Kohanim, that's where they divide it evenly among the Mishmaros. The Gemara then quotes a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Braisa states, Minayin shekol ha-mishmaros shavos be'emuri ha-regalim. How do you know all the mishmaros have an equal share on that which is stated by the regalim, all that which gets divided? Tama Lomer, it says in the Pasuk, Uva b'chol avas nafsho v'sheris. Whoever wants to come can come. There's no divisions of mishmaros b'chol avas. Those who have a cheshik to come, everyone's invited v'sheris and come to do an avoda. So yachol af b'shari mosa shanakein. One might think, maybe any time of the year this should be the case. If there's a Kohen who wakes up, Ezra wakes up one morning and says, I want to go work. It's not my Mishmar. But still, the Pasuk says, B'chalavas nafshu v'sheiris. Whenever you have an interest, go work. So one might think all year round you have the option to do this. Tam lomar me'echad sherecha. When there's one gate. What does it mean when there's one gate? L'amarti ela b'shah shekol Yisrael nichnasim b'shar echad. This is only the din of b'chalavas nafshu when everyone comes to the same gate, one gate. In other words, the shlosh regalim, when there's a mitzvah or lila regal, where all of Chai Yisrael comes together, be'echad sherecha, that's when we apply the din b'chalavas nafsho v'sherish. But the rest of the year, the din is which whoever's mishmar it is, only they get to work during that year. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We had two questions on the opinion of Reb Acha, who held that there's a separate set of tekiyos for each of the musafim. We said it can't be because the Pasuk said Rosh Chodeshim, which implies that all the Rosh Chodeshim were equal, and therefore only 9 tekiyos, not more. Then we brought the Brayos about the Shir Shiyom as well, which sounded like when Shabbos falls out,
it pushes off the Shishi Yom of Chol HaMoed, which means we don't celebrate both Musafim. So that was a kasha to Rav Acha. So, but didn't he bring a brisa? We said he brought a brisa. The pasuk was not to tell me that there's a separate sevtikios. Rather, through either ma'arichin, we elongate the sound, or we add chatzotos to add to enhance it, but not to have a separate set of nine tikios. Then we discuss what we do bisman hazeh in terms of the shir shayom, in terms of the carbon musaf. We said now in chutzarts we do a double. We repeat it yesterday's shir shayom and today's shir shayom, or yesterday's musaf and today's musaf. That's a practice in chutzarts. Then the long list we discussed about how to separate the mishmaros, the cows amongst the mishmaros. We went in order, the 13 cows, 12 cows, and so on. They divided equally. And then we spoke about Rebbe felt in Shmiat Tzeres. There's a whole new pious of all the 24 mishmaros. Chacham said that only amongst the two mishmaros that didn't get to do three times, only you decide between those two mishmaros who does the par hachag and Shmiat Tzeres. And then we discussed the reason why Shivim Umos, the Shiva Parim rather, were connected to Shivim Umos, and the one Parim Shmiat Tzeres is connected to Am Yisrael. And then finally, this Mishnah that the three times of the year, where all the Mishmaros come together and they divide equally amongst the Karbanos that are unique to the Regel, but all those Karbanos that are unique to every single day, like the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Darmin Adavos, that goes to whoever's Mishmar it is. And then the Josh of how do we know everyone comes together on all the Mishmaros, based on the Pasuk B'chol Avas Nafsho Vishteris. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day.